Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Biden has signed the bipartisan legislation that suspends the debt ceiling for 2 years and averts a government default. Biden signed the bill without fanfare at the White House yesterday. The deal the president worked out with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy reins in spending, and NPR's Jennifer Ludden says it includes work requirements for some Americans on food assistance.
The age of people who are subject to work requirements under this program known as SNAP is going to go up from 49 to 54. And we're talking able-bodied adults with no dependents, which, by the way, are a small share of the 42 million people who get food assistance. But these older adults will now have to spend 20 hours a week working or in job training.
The new law also claws back IRS funding and formally ends the pause on federal student loan payments. China's defense minister is warning other countries to, in his words, mind their own business after a Chinese warship came close to colliding this weekend with a U.S. warship in the Taiwan Strait. NPR's Emily Fang reports.
China's minister Li Shengfu gave a speech in Singapore on Sunday loaded with thinly veiled barbs against the U.S. Li sidestepped when asked about the encounter, as well as a previous close pass a Chinese fighter plane made in front of a U.S. surveillance plane last month. He criticized, quote, some countries of sailing or flying through international space to surveil or provoke China. The two Canadian and American ships were transiting through international waters on Saturday at the same time that U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was delivering a speech rebuking China for cutting off dialogue between the two militaries. Emily Fang, NPR News, Singapore.
China has tightened security in Tiananmen Square in central Beijing, and in Hong Kong, police said in a statement that 4 people were arrested for seditious intent and 4 others for breaching public peace near the city's Victoria Park. Activists have used the park for years to commemorate the 1989 Tiananmen Square crackdown. Today is the 34th anniversary. Rescue operations ongoing in eastern India following the country's deadliest train crash in more than 2 decades. Joe Wallen reports from Delhi. At least 275 people died in the disaster.
Rescue teams and family members of the missing are searching through the wreckage of 3 trains that crashed late on Friday evening. The death toll is expected to rise as more bodies are found. At least 100 people are said to be critically injured. The Indian authorities say a signalling failure caused a busy passenger train to wrongly move onto an outside track where it crashed into a stationary freight train. A second oncoming passenger train then collided with the debris. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said those responsible will be punished stringently, but his government is facing criticism. India has Asia's busiest railway network, but safety standards are poor. There are hundreds of crashes every year. For NPR News, I'm Joe Wallen in Delhi.
And you're listening to NPR News. The influential sister of North Korea's leader is denouncing the UN Security Council for discussing last week's failed launch of a spy satellite. In a statement carried by state media, Kim Yo-jong accused the council of ignoring North Korea's right to space development. The Security Council has banned North Korea from using ballistic technology. This weekend across the U.S., calls for tighter restrictions on firearms and remembrances of those who've been killed by guns are marking Wear Orange Weekend. Brian Bull of member station KLCC in Eugene, Oregon, reports on one local observance.
Gun control, gun control.
In a Springfield park, the Raging Grannies musical group sang about people killed by guns. Diane Peterson of Moms Demand Action says Springfield endured the Thurston school shooting 25 years ago, almost a year before the school shooting at Columbine High School in 1999. The shooter killed his parents and 2 students, and the community still contends with the aftermath.
Not all wounds are visible. Many more people have been touched by gun violence than any of us can possibly imagine.
Peterson adds Springfield also has one of Oregon's highest rates of suicide by firearm. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Springfield, Oregon.
In hockey's best-of-7 Stanley Cup final, the Vegas Golden Knights have a 1-game lead heading into tomorrow night's Game 2. The Knights beat the Florida Panthers in the series opener last night. In basketball, Game 2 of the NBA Finals is tonight. The Miami Heat will be looking to even the series after losing Game 2 to the Denver Nuggets. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.